Wow, can you believe it's already May the 3rd? Wow, time is flying, isn't it? Well, not really. They say the reason we think it's flying like that is because we're getting closer to the return of Jesus. And you would have something to that, because the world's traveling the same amount of miles per hour as it always has. But boy, time sure flies, doesn't it? Anyhow, we had a good time at Heritage Sunday at the Pond. It's so wonderful to be able to celebrate this little church with 192 years of ministry here in this little community. But, as you know, we're having a pastoral change. June the 28th is my last Sunday, and then we'll be welcoming Ellie Fox as a new pastor, and she'll be living in the parsonage. And I think that's a wonderful thing. I've been here 10 years, and we've had some challenges up and down, gut punch from COVID and different things, but we're still here. And we have Sarah Campbell helping us plan some things for 2026. And I just felt as though that, like using a football analogy, we're just down there in the red zone, but we can't seem to get a touchdown. So, you know, good coach says, it's time to have a new quarterback. And that's what I was thinking as I was coaching myself. But I have Bethel's best interests at heart, and I think it's a wonderful thing. So be aware of what's going on. It's getting closer. We'll have a charge conference coming up soon. The biggest thing is to do is to set the new pastor's salary. It's just part of our polity that we do, how we run as a denomination. But with that said, I don't know of any birthdays or anniversaries, but we like to sing. We're singing Methodists, so we know there's a birthday anniversary somewhere as we sing, Happy Birthday Anniversary to you. Happy Birthday Anniversary to you. Happy Birthday Anniversary. God loves you, and Bethel does too. Well, I pray you're having a good Sunday afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen.